down to Pensacola. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. 10 after 4, and we've got lots of things going on for you today. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So getting started, earthquakes. It's about earthquakes. Let me start off with the lighter story. Buffalo getting hit with the largest earthquake that they've had in decades, and so kind of a surprise right there. I mean, they're dealing with all that snow and extreme cold temperatures over the weekend, and they no sooner get out of the weekend they get hit with an earthquake, but nothing like what Syria and Turkey are dealing with. 7.8 magnitude earthquake striking Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, and Israel. And I just refreshed it. The earthquake death toll has soared past 3,500 people now. That is astounding. It's just absolutely astounding that it's that many people. I mean, earlier this morning, I saw that it was like over 1,000, nearing 2,000. That already, shocked me, and now the death toll gone up to over 3,500 individuals. So that's one of the top stories in the news today. A lot of people on a lot of people's mind, as well. There's a missing teenager that has been looked for the past 2 weeks in Houston, and they have discovered a body that had multiple gunshot wounds, and turns out it is this missing 14-year-old boy that they've been looking for the past 2 weeks. With the China balloon drama, in case you missed it over the weekend, we did finally shoot it down once it went over water off of the coast of South Carolina. Then we had a missile strike it and shoot it down. And they're actually still looking for the actual satellite stuff. So, like, the balloon popped, the satellite, the hardware fell to the ground, or, fell into the water. It was shot at 58,000 feet, so how long ways to fall? And they can't find the debris. They're looking for it. And, I mean, falling at 58,000 feet, pretty good chance that there wasn't really anything left. I mean, you hit the water at 58,000 feet. That's just like hitting any solid ground. So it would definitely destroy it. But, they should have at least, like, some sort of metal. I don't know. I don't know what it was made out of. So I guess it would just depend on that. But apparently it's still looking for it. Well, in the meantime, China is accusing the United States of using indiscriminate force. Indiscriminate force, meaning, like, there was no need to do that. Okay. All right, sure. So, and they're sticking to their story that it still was just a weather balloon. They're still sticking with that, but apparently, whatever the United States military finds, like if they're able to find the remnants of this thing, China wants it. Okay, so if it's a weather balloon, but and it was unnecessary for it to be shot down, yet you want it. Okay. And then also, according to U.S. intelligence experts, they are saying that the this satellite was probably sending data back to China in real time. So, it's in other words, it wouldn't have even been like storing the data. It would have been doing it in real time. In fact, I have some Marco Rubio weighing in over the weekend, I believe with Jake Tapper, where it was discussed that this balloon is not the first one, that we've had multiple balloons that have crossed over in the past years, and even during the Trump era. Marco Rubio weighing in on a pretty significant difference between this balloon and ones that have flown over in the past. even those that have flown under the Trump administration. So we'll talk about that here in about 20 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Other things in the news. Top stories in the news let you know about is, Ukraine war update. Ukraine's defense ministry is having a little bit of upheaval. Ukraine MP says that Defense Minister Reznikov is going to be replaced. Dozens of billions in Ukrainian gas and minerals, according to the defense minister as well. So a little update right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. No slowdowns that are out of the ordinary to report. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. You will see slow-moving traffic on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. You're going to start seeing slow-moving traffic about halfway through the Live Oaks Nature Preserve, and it'll clear up after Gondolier Boulevard heading eastbound. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge not showing anything to slow you down, as well as 29. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Norway, in the meantime, is going to be sending $7.3 billion in aid to Ukraine. Yeah, at least this is the proposal. It would be a 5-year plan, though. It's not like they'd just do it all at once. So $7.3 billion going to Ukraine over 5 years from Norway. So that's one of the latest ones right there. So coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Later this hour, you know the fake meats like Beyond Meat, Impossible Meat. I don't know if you eat those things. But we got a little update on that story here. It may not be taking off as well as a lot of these companies expected it to. So we got a little story about that. And as it stated, Marco Rubio weighing in on the different balloons. We got today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up a little bit later as well. So lots more for you right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I forgot one of the other top stories that was hitting the news that I forgot to bring up was that the Democrat National Convention Committee officially approved making South Carolina the first primary in 2024, which, you know, historically it's always been Iowa, then New Hampshire, and then South Carolina or Nevada. And they've decided to go ahead and it was recommended a while back, and we talked about it, but now it's official. They've gone ahead and made it official to make South Carolina the place for the Democrat National Committee. Looks like, at least for now, the RNC is going to stick with Iowa. So it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. And, you know, I've talked about it before, I'd like to see the whole process changed. This state-by-state process, to me, is just... It's quite unfair to most Americans, or maybe not most, but half of Americans at least. By the time it gets to your state, more than half the candidates have already dropped out. You never even had a say in the candidate that you may have liked or preferred. And so I would like to see something change with it altogether. And I think this is a good first step to maybe having that happen. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Got a couple of things here. Where'd it go? Let's see here. Hey, Bobby. China says that this was a private weather balloon. You know, they don't even let their citizens fly a balloon at a birthday party, much less a weather balloon. Yeah, it'd be, I would send everything back to them. I would just send it into them in a bucket and say, this is what was flying. Oh, send them a bucket. Yeah. Say, this is what we found, and just take some random trash or something like that. Yeah. That'd be kind of funny right there. And then let's see here. Why call it a satellite then? It's a balloon payload. Oh. And how do we know that the United States Air Force didn't catch the payload shortly after they damaged the balloon, and they're pretending they can't find it in the water? Oh, no, that would be interesting. They admitted that they shot it down with an F-22 Raptor with a air-to-air missile at 58,000 feet. But, right, maybe they actually did have a way to capture that payload before it fell all the way to the water. And now they're like, well, we can't find it. Oh, well. And then now it's back in some, you know, Roswell, New Mexico, getting studied right now and breaking down the technology. Yeah, very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
I'm Joe Ford. More than 3,000 people are dead after two massive earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria. Just over half of those deaths have occurred in Turkey. The first quake was a magnitude 7.8. The second tremor was just below that. President Biden says the shooting down of the China balloon will not change his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Speaking on the White House lawn, Biden said it was always his idea to shoot it down once it was safe to do so. New York City is making COVID vaccines optional for current and prospective city workers. Mayor Eric Adams says the city will no longer require the vaccine, with over 330,000 workers now fully vaccinated, or over 96% of city workers. That policy is set to take effect on Friday. And AMC Theaters is introducing a new ticket pricing initiative based on seat location. Chain is launching Sightline at AMC, where moviegoers can pay more or less depending on where they choose to sit. There'll be three different pricing options, including the traditional standard Sightline. Seats in the front will be dubbed Value Sightline and Preferred Sightline, which are seats in the middle of the auditorium.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right, because I was wondering, like, it'll be interesting to see this, because they're basically telling us now which seats are not good seats.
Well, right? I mean, we already knew that, but...
I guess so. I guess it just depends on, like, where... I mean, because there's some seats you just know, like, yeah, this is just not worth it.
Right.
There's other ones that, you know, you might think, maybe that's not worth it, but then it turns out, like, it's not a bad seat.
Yeah.
Like, I've had that a few times. It just depends on the theater. I've had some theaters where you sit on the side, and it's actually not a bad seat at all.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, nowadays, how big screens are, I mean, I really, the only spot that I won't sit in is, like, the really, like, the first three rows, like, you know, there's, like, that space, like, where, you know, people walk in, like, the seats in front of that, I just won't sit in, because, you know, you're constantly just, like, looking up to the sky, looking to the left, looking to the right, and it's just not, but yeah, I mean, like, if you're in the back or, you know, pretty much anywhere on the sides is going to be fine, too, but... it's pretty common. I mean, you know, it's basically every sporting arena where, you know, it's like seats on the corners or up in the nosebleeds, you know, are going to be less. So, you know, I mean, it's in theory, it should work fine, but.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see this. And what'll be interesting to see is if people are like, I'm not willing to pay the premium price for the better seat. That will be interesting to see.
I think it depends on the movie. Like, I if it's like a big Marvel or, you know, like an IMAX, like a big IMAX, like, Avatar, something like that, you know, I don't think
probably
that's going to change anything. But for a movie that you're just, you know, let's see if this is any good, you know, you might go on the sides.
Might go with one of the cheaper seats. Then.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. I got to be honest, I don't want this to catch on. I don't like it.
All right.
Like, just make all the tickets the same price and let us just choose which seat we want.
I have the AMC stubs, so I have, like, the membership thing, so I don't know if that's going to affect that or not. But, of course, you know, AMC, you know, the big theater in town, so local moviegoers will be interested to know that.
Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns to report. We do have an accident reported by FHP at Pensacola Boulevard and Milstead Street. Not seeing any slowdowns because of it, and roadway is clear. But we do have typical afternoon traffic. Davis Highway heading northbound right by the interstate is slow moving, as well as the Davis exit getting off of I-10 and I-110 onto Davis. On our major highways, I-10 and I-110, not showing any major delays. Typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Expect delays there, as well as slowdowns leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some delays right near the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, and it clears up around Taste of Thai and Gondolier Boulevard. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, you know those fake meat companies like Impossible Meat and Beyond Meat? You've probably seen them around. You've definitely probably seen the ads from like Burger King when they came out with the Beyond Burger. You know, it was like a big deal. Well, I got an update on these companies. They may not be doing as well as what they were hoping to be doing. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about a minute and a half, we got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then I got to share with you, Marco Rubio says, look, we've had a bunch of these weather balloons, or you know, I'm putting that in air quotes, a bunch of these weather balloons cross over the states over the years, but there's a difference between what happened with this balloon and what's happened in past balloons, even those that crossed over during the Trump administration. We'll share that audio for you coming up here in about about 7 or 8 minutes. Fake meat companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods have been seemingly growing in popularity. You go to the frozen section of grocery stores, and maybe I just noticed this because I'm a plant-based eater for the most part, but it seems like there's more and more options all of the time. But sales have collapsed so much so for Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. They are laying off 20% of their staff. Yeah, we've talked about other companies doing big layoffs this year, like Spotify and other dot-com companies, but they're doing like 5% layoffs, not 20%, as I guess people have gotten away from the fake meat thing. I got to admit, I'm not a real big fan of the fake meat stuff. They taste good. It just to me, if I'm wanting a burger, I'm just going to go get a burger.
Informative, local, dependable.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared, honey, maybe so. But I ain't worried about it right now. Keeping dreams alive. 1999 heroes. I ain't worried about it right now. Swimming in the floods. Dancing on the clouds.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got here, where'd it go? So we were talking about AMC is going to be doing this this new seating thing where they'll sell cheaper seats for the bad seats. Got a texture. How are they going to enforce that movie seat policy, Bobby? I can't see an 18-year-old coming in there with a flashlight checking everybody's ticket. Yeah, good point. Especially for non-busy movies, or after the big movie has already, been out in the theater for a little bit, and you only got like a handful of people who are actually buying tickets. Yeah, you just buy the cheap ticket and you move over to the you're right. That right there alone will probably make this policy go away. good point. Here's another one. Very interesting point here from this texter. With the recent discovery of these balloons, the security of our nation is in jeopardy of a biological attack. Yeah, good point. I mean, apparently they knew that this balloon had entered the United States airspace as early as January 28th. But now we're getting, it's becoming more knowledgeable, I guess, or we're getting information that these balloons cross in the United States airspace all the time. And it's like, okay, so what's keeping them from just dumping some sort of biological chemical on the citizens? Very interesting. Good point. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get into your sports news. A terrible earthquake has hit Syria and Turkey and that whole region. The death toll now has soared past 3,500 people. Terrible, terrible story right there. The largest earthquake in Buffalo hit in 40 years. So, wow. A couple of things going on there. And China, going back to the balloon, has accused the United States of using indiscriminate force as the military continues to search for the balloon remnants. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to Jim Bob on our News Radio 92.3 hotline. Jim Bob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Bobby. In a while, I've talked to you. I'm going to take it off the speaker. I think I can. You can. Ooh, I can hear myself.
Yeah.
How does it sound on your end, Bobby?
Sounds much better. What's on your mind, Bob?
Yeah. Did you catch John Carl on the Sunday show with Marco Rubio about the balloons?
Yeah. We're going to play
the administration.
In a little less than 10 minutes, we're going to play the audio.
And did you, hey Bobby, how did you like the fact that he went into a commercial break, not allowing Rubio to come back and say, well, by the way, what are your sources on three different cases of under the Trump administration, those balloons going overhead of the United States of America? Did you catch that, Bobby?
No, that's what, because I was actually wanting that. That's exactly what I wanted. Was where's his sources coming from on this? I didn't hear.
Hey, Bobby, and that brings me to my next point I wanted to unpack just real quickly, because I know you've got a lot of people waiting in line to call your very popular show. And that is, what do you think about Fox News? Do you consider them to be 100% just entertainment, or are there any reliable news stories coming out of Fox News? And more specifically, let's just take Jesse Waters' Primetime Tonight. And by the way, he's going to have an excellent piece on green energy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I follow green energy quite a bit. I cover it a lot myself. I think Fox News they were the leaders in infotainment, where a lot of their programming is entertainment based, and some of it is informative, but some of it is a mix between both. I still think during their day shows, I still think are more news. That's their news people who just crank out the news with less opinion and things like that. So I do think that they have reliable sources. And when I look at all the major networks, they're still the most reliable out of all of them. But they're still going to have their slant. They're still going to have the editorial spin. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. We are seeing slow-moving traffic on North Davis Highway. It's going to be in the northbound direction. We have slow traffic all the way back to Langley Avenue. So just keep that in mind. The scene of the accident is right off of the interstate on Davis, so we are seeing slow traffic getting off of I-10 and I-110 at the Davis exit. Also, we have delays in the southbound direction at Lillian Highway. This is going to be where Lillian Highway meets 98. Right after that curve, you're going to start seeing slow-moving traffic, as well as North Blue Angel Parkway heading southbound towards 98. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Let's start off with the NBA. It's going to be on TNT tonight. Oh, sorry, NBA TV at 7:30. The Clippers against the Brooklyn Nets. And then the late game is going to be the Bucks against the Portland Trailblazers. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN. Sorry, at 6 o'clock, Duke plays number 19 Miami. And then the late game at 9 o'clock, a big one. Number 5 Texas taking on number 9 Kansas. NHL hockey's back after the All-Star break. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing the Florida Panthers at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And then I think that was it right there. When it comes to the sports news, the Kyrie Irving trade, remember he requested a trade and it looked like they made a trade. Well, apparently it's not complete. So the Nets are still exploring additional scenarios for trading Kyrie Irving. LeBron James is definitely disappointed the Lakers didn't trade for Kyrie. Tom Brady says he will not be starting his broadcasting career with Fox until 2024. So the whole drama between he and possibly Greg Olsen and taking Greg Olsen's job, well, got another year before I have to worry about it. AJ Green is retiring after 12 NFL seasons. He's the wide receiver for the Bengals, 7-time Pro Bowler. And according to the John Madden sim, like a simulation from John Madden football, the Eagles beat the Chiefs. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, we're talking about Marco Rubio and how he was doing interviews where over the weekend about the balloon. Now, Marco Rubio has been on the Intelligence Committee for pretty much his whole career that he's been a senator. So he has been privy to classified documents a lot over the past. And he was on CNN's State of the Union. And in talking to Jake Tapper on there, Jake Tapper brought up at one point that there was they've had these balloons crossing over maybe even three or four times, even under the Trump administration, to which Marco Rubio started shaking his head. And Jake Tapper said, are you saying that these balloons didn't cross over during the Trump administration? And Marco Rubio said, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's a difference. And then he explained the difference. And here you go.
Okay, well, the difference is this. Are we aware? Have we seen the Chinese fly these balloons in the past? Yes. I think there's even Twitter pictures of it flying at one point off the coast of the U.S. Down south somewhere. The existence of the balloons is not a mystery to people in that field. What we've never seen, what is unprecedented, and whoever the source was at the Department of Defense would have to acknowledge this, what is unprecedented is a balloon flight that entered over Idaho and flew over Montana, over all these sensitive military installations, Air Force bases, ICBM fields, right across the middle of the country. That has never happened before. That is unprecedented. That it flew briefly over some part of the U.S. or continental U.S., that's one thing. But what we saw this week, it's unprecedented. And that's why everyone's reacting the way they're reacting. We've never seen this. So this is no comparison to anything that may have happened up to this point.
Your colleague and friend.
Yeah, there you go. So he was trying to say, look, have there been balloons in the past? Yes. What I would like to know, though, is how did Jake Tapper find out about that? Because, you know, like, the rest of us didn't really know this. But have there been balloons in the past? Yes, there has been. But the difference is they've never gone over sensitive military sites before in the past and been able to literally cross the entire continental United States. That's a pretty big difference right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then I got some Valentine's Day-related story for you, so stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here still later this time. I mean, we've got 7 minutes left this hour. I've got a Valentine's Day related story for you on from Cracker Barrel, a ChatGPT update. That's the artificial intelligence. And today's Sign of the Apocalypse, which deals with diapers. That's all coming up here in just a minute. First, let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Yeah, Bobby, the White House says the flying of a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said China's irresponsible actions were visible for Americans in the world to see. U.S. military currently recovering debris from the balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Abortion may still be a constitutional right despite the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. A Washington, D.C. judge says the 13th Amendment may include reproductive rights. She said the Supreme Court's ruling only concluded that the 14th Amendment didn't have a right to abortion. There will be 7 days of national mourning following devastating earthquakes in Turkey that have killed thousands. That declaration coming from Turkey's president. He has said the first earthquake was measured at a magnitude 7.8, the largest disaster seen in his nation in more than 80 years, Bobby.
Yeah, and they're still dealing with aftershocks, too. They're just as, I mean, some of the aftershocks are more powerful than some of the earthquakes that we've seen in the United States in recent years. So that's just complicating things even further. It's a terrible story right there, a terrible tragedy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up Valentine's Day. It'll be here before you know it. And if you propose at Cracker Barrel, on Valentine's Day, you could win a year's worth of free food from Cracker Barrel. That's right. It's a contest. If you propose at Cracker Barrel, you'll be entered in for a chance to win free food for a year. So, and they do it this Friday and next Thursday. So anytime between this Friday and next Thursday, propose. You don't even have to eat there, technically. But, you know, you're there. Might as well eat something, right? You got to film the proposal or have somebody else film it for you. And then you got to post it on Instagram with the hashtags I said yes at Cracker Barrel and hashtag contest. Got to make sure you tag Cracker Barrel at Cracker Barrel to make sure they see it. And, yeah. And then you got to include a caption that explains why you decided to propose at Cracker Barrel and why your partner said yes. So there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Davis. This is going to be in the northbound direction. We have an accident that's right near the interstate. So, again, northbound on Davis Highway is slow-moving to about Langley Avenue and slow-moving traffic getting off of I-10 and I-110 off onto Davis. Also, slow traffic in the southbound direction on North Blue Angel Parkway as Blue Angel meets 98 and Lillian Highway. Both directions are going to be slow-moving right near 90, where 98 meets Lillian Highway and Dog Track Road. So expect some slowdowns there. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. So we were just talking about proposing at Cracker Barrel. If you do so and you film it and record it and you hashtag all stuff, you could win free food for a year from Cracker Barrel, which would be pretty much a guaranteed way for me to gain 300 pounds. I mean, like, wait, I get free food? I get to eat a Cracker Barrel for free every day? I'm literally going to gain 300 pounds. So that would probably not be the best thing for me to do if I won that contest. But it did get me thinking about relationships as we are approaching Valentine's Day. And I saw this story came out a couple weeks ago that there's a new artificial intelligence app called Historical Figures. Have you heard about this? Historical Figures app allows you to chat with notable historical figures from the past like Jesus. That's right. It actually got a little bit of controversy because apparently you can also chat with Hitler if you want. Okay, weird. And so they were being criticized for including Hitler on the app. I've not downloaded it. I don't know any of the other people you could talk to, but the idea is that you're able to just and it looks like you're carrying on regular chats like through a text, but it got me thinking. If they can create the artificial intelligence that allows you to be able to chat with a historical figure from the past, how long before they have a chat where it's just a person of interest? I don't know how else to put this, because I was going to say of the opposite sex, but I know there's people who are attracted to the same sex. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. A romantic involvement chat that's really just artificial intelligence, but you get it. You chat with each other. Yeah, and then they actually call it catfish. Okay. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi got a text. Says, what kind of proposal at Cracker Barrel? Can it be indecent? No. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. Scientists at Penn State University have created a smart diaper. It has a built-in sensor that lets parents that sends a push notification to the parents to let them know when their child's diaper needs to be changed. That's right. We can no longer use our nose or our eyeballs. Now we just have an app for that. An app to let us know when the kid... I mean, I know I had three kids, and I was the eldest of five, so I've been around babies a lot. And usually my nose is pretty good. It's a good enough job. Like, you know when a diaper needs to be changed. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.